Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 14, verse 10. The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy. The Apostle Paul told the Corinthians a similar truth in 1 Corinthians 2:11. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. King Solomon and the Apostle Paul confirmed by inspiration of the Holy Spirit the individuality of man. With this comes the understanding of the inability of man to truly sympathize and empathize with another. It shows the weakness of the oft-repeated phrase, "I know how you feel." Only the individual knows his own bitterness. Only the individual knows his own joy, for no individual on earth truly knows your heart. All we can do is look on the outward appearance, for knowledge of the heart is reserved only to God. It has been written that everyone is inwardly the only true and faithful judge of his own joys and sorrows, and none else can truly perceive them. Another has written, each mind has an interior apartment of his own, into which none but itself and the divinity can enter. The sufferings or joys that we most deeply feel cannot be fully known or understood by another, even by those who are dearest to us. God has so made us that no two of us are alike, and therefore there cannot be a complete understanding by humans of our inner state. We are truly individuals in that sense. Each of us as individuals walk alone. We all tread a solitary path when it comes to matters of the heart. No one apart from God on this earth truly knows us. We know the outward to some degree, but the inward is shielded from others. Consider the timing of your last days on this earth, your last breath, your last heartbeat, and ponder how alone you may be, for no one will know but you and God what you are going through. Job felt so alone when his friends tried to comfort him, for he in Job 13:4 complained to them, "But ye are forgers of lies, ye are all physicians of no value." And in Job 16:2 again he protested their ability to sympathize by saying, "I have heard many such things, miserable comforters are ye all." Likewise, Hannah, the mother of Samuel, being afflicted in 1 Samuel 1:10, was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. Hannah found no true comforters among her own. We have no right to judge another's state by ours. We truly do not know how another feels, nor do we know the inner workings of their soul in a given situation. We so lack the tools to know the bitterness or the joy of another. However, thanks be to our loving and caring Lord Jesus Christ. We are not without comfort or help. Hebrews 4:15 gives us hope. For we have not an high priest, which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. In Christ we cease to be an individual alone, with our own bitterness, our own grief, even our own joy. We have him fully, as if we were his only son or daughter. We have his full heart, his full understanding of our grief and our joy. Under his wings, into his bosom, we may pour out every heartache or every joy which no other is able to receive. Charles Bridges, in his commentary on the proverb, says, "Has my heart a bitterness that thou dost not know, that thou dost not feel with me, and for which thou dost not provide a present cordial and support?" Knowing this, why do we go to the broken cisterns of man? How can we think that we can find help in the crafty inventions of the mind and the imaginations that man has conjured up? It is absolutely impossible for man to truly know our situation and need. God has provided for all our needs, and that provision is in Him alone. We are not to take this proverb lightly, for remember what God tells us in Jeremiah 17:5, "Thus saith the Lord, Cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord." As believers, we can indeed be fully confident to trust solely in the Lord, for He is the living water, the fresh water, that satisfies every need. As Psalm 40:17 says, "But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God." Psalm 94:17 further admonishes, "Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence."
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.